Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, May 16th. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Welcome to You Down, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
I love that first we accused her of being a thief, and now
someone writes us a letter from jail like, "Dear OOD, I listened to your advice, and now I'm locked up for life."
We are not experts. We cannot be held responsible for anything that you do because of these advice, listener. Thank you.
Right. We give the disclaimer.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to
You Down,
a podcast where four funny honeys come together to talk about what's going on in the culture. I'm Shakira Janae Pay.
I'm Mamiya Aforo.
I'm Yasmin Monet Watkins.
And I'm Ashley Holston.
But collectively, we are known as Obama's Other Daughters.
Hey, and today we are asking, are you down with advice, goodbyes, and finales? As the philosophers, boys to men once crooned, and so we've come to the end of
yes.
Sing it, sis.
To that note.
I hit everyone. We have arrived at the season finale of You Down. We've had a ball hanging out with y'all on these here audio waves. It's been an eye-opening experience getting to know each other better and also getting to know y'all. It's been so fun giving you all our not-so-expert opinions through these advice letters. And today, we have a very special finale episode. Four final listeners will get some last words of advice before we head out. But first, a group check-in. What you loving? What you hating today?
I feel like I am loving this week just the possibilities. I'm not married. I don't have any children, but I do have a new plant. And I'm really excited yes. about what could happen if it stays alive. That's the plan. Keep hope alive. And keep this plant alive.
Oh, I was going to say, did you name the plant Hope? That would have been cute.
The guy at the checkout asked me, but I couldn't come up with a name. But it might need to be Hope.
I mean, it's cute.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's cute.
But then if it dies.
Well, then Hope died, but that's
let's
okay.
not will the death of Hope.
What kind of plant is it?
It basically looks like a little palm tree, like a palm frond.
I had a basil plant. It was the light of my life, and aww. It withered and died.
Did you get to use some of it to cook, I hope?
I think I put it in a cocktail.
Well, that's good.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I'll go. I am loving, I'm always saying about Virginia and my family, but the combination of Virginia, my family, and it being springtime, and we all skate in some form. My brother pulled out his skateboard. My sister built her own roller skates.
Wow.
My sister-in-law was on bikes, and we were just taking over the neighborhood with our little wheel gang, our little skate gang, playing our disco music. It was really fun. So I'm glad it's spring, and I know how to skate with my family.
Heck that's yeah. a sweet, like, beautiful image. I would have loved to watch that from my window.
That sounds awesome, Ash.
It's real fun.
What you loving, Kira? What you hating this week?
Well, a few months ago, my car lease ended. And because, you know, we've been on lockdown, I haven't had to drive much. So I didn't get a new car right away. And then I started looking and I got the car that I wanted.
Yay.
So I got me a little Mini Cooper. And that's
ooh,
what
cute.
I wanted. Yeah.
I hear they're pretty fast.
They got a little sports button.
Cute. What color is it?
It's red. It's a convertible.
Oh.
And top down.
Ooh. Ooh. No, you're not. You are a true California girl with your convertible.
Hey, it's summertime. It's summertime. So.
That's cute. Kira, can you please promise me no texting and driving?
Oh,
don't.
Yeah.
No texting.
I promise.
Come on, girl. Look how she couldn't even say
no,
it,
I
y'all.
Promise.
She couldn't
I
even
promise.
Say it.
Yeah. I haven't been texting and driving recently.
Well,
because you haven't
just
been driving.
To not driving.
Well, Y'all, and it was the first time in my adult life that I didn't have a car outside of when I lived in New York. And it was kind of refreshing to like not have one responsibility. I was like, oh, I'm not responsible for one thing that's very much a bill and insurance mm-hmm. and, you know, even just mm-hmm. driving. You know, like, it's not that you stress about it. It's just like one thing that I was like, wow, I don't have that. That's kind of cool right now. Mm-hmm. But now that I have my car, I'm like, hell yeah.
I'll be looking for you because you be whipping, Shakira.
Yeah.
I whip.
She really does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know this week I am just so grateful that I got to spend time with my family. It was my aunt's, my auntie Fendisha's 71st birthday.
Happy birthday.
And my sister and I had already planned to bring my mom out. But then I was like, what if we like got Auntie Fendisha a surprise ticket so she could join us? And we just had like this reunion in the woods that was like so beautiful. And really, it's both my love and my hate because I feel it so acutely, like, just how far my sister is, like, in the last night, and especially like the last moments right before I left, my niece and nephew Miles and Lily was just like, Auntie Yaya, and like his little hand was at the window, and I was just like, I love you, bye. But I really am just so grateful for time with people who know me and love me unconditionally. So yeah, that's my love.
Beautiful.
There's nothing like a child crying to really tug at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
Especially an adorable child. But not ugly ones. Ugly ones.
I was about to say, actually. Especially an adorable one. I was like, oh, so they not all adorable?
Okay. Everyone has seen an ugly baby and was like,
Oh, no.
Well, I assure you, my niece and nephew, Miles and Lily.
They're very cute.
Miles is fucking
He's
adorable.
A beautiful child.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Also, watching two-year-olds play soccer is ridiculous. Like, oh,
wow. They don't have the dexterity for soccer. The fuck?
It's just like running. There's no order.
Yeah, tripping.
Yeah.
Falling. A lot of falling.
But also, my nephew is so bomb because like they had this game, Pirates something, and like they put like 6 or 7 kids against Miles and like 2 other kids because he got 4 goals. And I was just like, go Miles! Like, anyway, I digress.
wait, can I ask, were the rest of the kids white?
Come on.
Miles got a little black athlete inside of him. And they all gonna be mad. That's a stereotype, but.
Well, shoot, I mean, just look at actual, you know, records. Just,
we don't have to. We don't have to.
Records.
Yeah. It was a lighthearted joke.
Yeah.
Did you ever have it where you were the black kid on the team and all the pressure was on you, but you couldn't deliver? That's a lot of.
Mine wasn't the black kid. Mine was the tall kid. Everyone thought I could play basketball. And I was like, I can stand here for sure. And
yeah.
Shots.
Oh.
I learned.
I remember being on a team with all black girls. And that's when you know, like, how slow you are. What is it like when you got to pass the baton off? But it's hard to pass those off like it's gracefully.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Relay.
Every relay, I was like second or third because they were like, we're not going to put her last because she's not going to bring it home.
Yo, I've been on TikTok late night watching people on tracks and just like that last girl be running.
Yeah, she got to catch up for everybody else.
Oh my God. They really put Speedy Gonzalez on that bitch.
Look, let's get into this week's topic, which is advice, goodbyes, and finales. Over the course of the season, y'all have heard us chat everything from dating and religion to therapy and chasing our dreams. And for this special finale, we're stoked to spend some time with you and offer our not-so-expert opinions one last time. So we can't wait to hook up 4 lucky listeners with some advice. Let's get into it. Right after a quick break. Gotcha.
Welcome back. Let's dive right in. Are you down with advice, goodbyes, and finales? We're going to start off with some letters. Mamiya, what do you have for us today?
Okay, so this one reads, Dear OOD, I'm reaching out for a little help with a close friend. We've been best friends since middle school. MySpace top 8 type homie. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Old school.
You go back.
That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, he's been testing me and trying to become more than friends. Flirting during kickbacks. Last time I fell asleep at his house, I woke up to him cuddling my ass behind me.
That's not okay.
Like, dog, why are you trying to mess up a 15-year friendship? And I'm not into him one bit in a sexual way, but also I don't want to lose my friend. How do I fix this? Help! Signed. Don't want to smash the homie.
Girl, that's an easy one for me.
Yeah.
Don't smash the homie.
Don't do
it. You don't even like him.
Yeah.
You don't even like him. You know, it's not even a problem. You got to let him
down. And the fact that he rolled.
The waking up with him cutting you is
predatory. That's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, that's crossing so many lines. Like, no consent.
No consent.
That's not your friend.
No.
Yeah, that sounds creepy.
I think you need to, like, lay down the law. And if he can't handle it, then you're going to have to lose the homie, which is very unfortunate. But
clearly he out here is overstepping.
And just being trife. Who does that?
I feel like you need to call him out a little bit and just be like, hey, I feel like, you know, I love you. We're friends. But like, I feel like you've crossed this line and it made me feel XYZ. Just so he's aware that you're aware and you want him to stop doing that. So if he keeps doing it, then you have a real problem. That's when
then he can catch these hands.
Right.
Not my hands, your hands.
Your hands. It just sounds like you need to be upfront, girl. Tell your friend you want to be friends.
Yeah.
And you don't want to ruin your friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl. This is only difficult because it puts you in an awkward position to say something that he's not going to want to hear. But that's good practice. It's going to be a lot of things that you have to say that are awkward that people don't want to hear.
True
so
that.
Go for it, girl.
Hashtag boundaries.
Well, we hope that helped.
Expert opinions, expert advice.
Don't want to smash the homie. Danger. She smashed the homie. Do you remember that? No.
I'm like, is that a song?
I thought you were about to sing Mystical. Danger.
I thought it was Mystical too.
It was from, what was that Ray J reality show where it was like Flavor of Love, but Ray J.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It might have been called Ray J of Love or some shit like that.
Oh, man.
Okay. We have another letter. Dear OOD, I'm moving to a new city this month, and as excited as I am for a change of scenery, I'm also a bit nervous. What's it like over there? Where should I live? How do I find an apartment? What's the best way to make new friends? I've been thinking about and planning this move for so long, and now it's finally becoming reality. What should I expect? Sign, hitting the road, Jack.
Oh, well, where is there?
Where are you going?
Hitting the road.
I can't tell you what to expect if I don't know where you're going. Is it even the United States?
Yeah.
Is it even on Earth?
Right. Oh, thank you. Because the possibilities are open.
Yeah.
Well, first, I mean, congratulations on taking that first step. I think that's the first thing.
I feel like moving to a new place is really what you make of it. Because in every city, you can Google anything. To get like that's not the scary part. It's more like how you are on the inside to like be okay being alone and be okay like discovering things by yourself. Or like you need to go to Target. You don't know anyone in the city. You got to go to Target. So go to Target. Like you know, like it forces you to step outside of your comfort zone in a way that maybe you wouldn't. And it seems like you already are doing that. So I would say kind of try to be present instead of like thinking about, well, how am I going to just enjoy every day and like the now of your new experience. And I'm sure you'll meet new friends and you'll do all the things that you want. But from somebody who overthinks a lot, it doesn't help the situation in reality.
I agree. Overthinking, overplanning, and then you still have anxiety about it. Something I did when I moved to LA was I got an Airbnb instead of like trying to buy an apartment from afar or figure out a neighborhood from afar. I got an Airbnb for a month and then just like walked around different neighborhoods and like saw where I might want to live.
I like that.
Instead of locking into a year apartment right away. So I think that's a nice way to get to know a place. I ended up living in the literal building that my Airbnb was in because I was like, this is a nice spot. But I got to look at other places.
Nice. Yeah.
And, you know, follow your interests too. Like, do the things that you love doing. Go find those things and you'll find other folks who also love doing the same things that you like doing. Mm-hmm. So you'll find your tribe. You'll be all right.
The one thing that does mess me up with the move, and I'm just coming to this pattern, is it will wreck my routine. So try to find your morning routine, whatever you normally do that keeps you happy, working out, meditating, whatever it is, try to do it. It's hard once you move, but just try to get into it as soon as possible. Mm,
real. And also be patient, because I know when I first moved, the first group of friends I met were like coworkers at a restaurant. And I don't talk to none of those girls anymore for good reason. It was a whole different time. But like then I got to another spot and I made friends who I'm still friends with. And, you know, that was 2011. Just be patient with the first year in a new city can be very lonely. Mm-hmm. And
don't be clinging on to just anybody.
Exactly.
Any old body.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Especially when you think about like if you go into an expensive city. Don't be going out with people you can't afford to be going out with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be honest about your finances.
Be honest about your finances. You moving, you trying to get to a new space, money starts to go quick. So just be patient and be smart about your finances and do everything you can for your mental health, whether it's praying every morning, meditation, church, whatever you got to do, hikes. If you're going somewhere like LA, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And have fun. Life is supposed to be fun.
Have fun.
You get to decorate a new space right now. That's one of my favorite things to do. So happy decorating.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you hitting the road, Jack. I feel
truly.
Like you're on a new journey. Enjoy.
Cheers, man.
Okay. We got another letter.
Ooh.
Dear OOZ, I am first-generation Indian American and have family all over the world. I've avoided an arranged marriage, and I'm married to someone I chose, but I haven't been able to avoid some aspects of my culture that I hate, like not being able to say no to family. Mm. I got back in touch with a cousin a few weeks ago, and after a while, she asked me to buy her an iPhone.
What? Who are you?
I have an old phone I can send her, but it's not an iPhone. And when I offered, she said no. I'm thinking about ghosting, but will inevitably see her again. Can you all give any advice on how to deal with a financially demanding family member? Best not rich cousin.
Mm-mm.
First off, it's a cousin. How dare a cousin?
Yeah, a cousin.
How dare a cousin come in this hot?
I am crying. Also, are you trying to avoid the cousin? Like, you definitely gonna see her at the family reunions, at your auntie's house. Like,
yeah. You're gonna need facial reconstruction surgery to like
ghost a cousin.
Yeah.
This is another like hard thing to say, but you got to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You're one, not a rich cousin, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't have the money to be given to your cousin for an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to tell her you don't have the money for an iPhone. And she has to be provided for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she even think to ask you this? This is crazy to me that she would ask somebody for an iPhone for no reason.
Mm-hmm. As somebody with family members in a developing country, I understand this a little bit because delusion I get. I don't know if it's delusion. It's just like everyone in America is rich. Like that's what they assume because of TV.
I didn't get that the cousin was in a different country, but it does say I have family all over the world. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking she's sitting in Michigan like, I need an iPhone.
I mean, but either way,
yeah.
You definitely got to set your boundaries. Like, you know, be like, cousin, I love you and I'm not purchasing things for you. Or, you know, if you do, it's a gift from your heart. But you set those boundaries. And I think it's really hard to set boundaries with your family.
Yeah.
To be like, here's how I can show up and love you.
And this is what I'm not going to do.
And what I'm not going to do. Exactly. But yeah, set your boundaries, not rich cousin.
Yeah. And maybe offer like, sure, send me the money and I'll get it for you and see what the reaction is there.
I mean, she already didn't want the old phone for free. That wasn't an iPhone.
True.
But I do think that that's a fair response. Please don't ghost. Mm-mm. Just say the hard thing.
Just communicate your feelings. All right. Well, we have one more advice letter coming up. It reads, Dear OOD, I know I shouldn't be, but I'm jealous of the way my mother treats my brother and sister. Aww. She's a good mom to us all, but when it comes to her baby boy and baby girl, she's extra sweet and generous, and I'm about to scream. I asked my mom if I could wear a special necklace of hers, an heirloom from her mom, and she said no. Mm. But when my sister had a big date, my mom let her wear it. Oh. I know this is petty, but I need love too. How should I approach it? Signed, what did I do wrong?
Well, do you have sticky fingers? That was the first time.
Clearly you're a thief. That's why your mother doesn't trust you.
Oh my God.
I mean, I was like, why would someone's own mother, unless she was just being mean, it has to be some sort of protection for her own well-being.
I was going to say, what did you want to wear it for? Was it just to wear it around the house? You know, because a big date, you know, at least this sister seems like she had an event. Mm-hmm, you know, mom breaks out the special pearls for prom or something like that. But if you were just going to the club, I could see why mom maybe wouldn't want you to wear her.
Yeah. And like, also, like, how responsible are you?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, is baby girl like the most, I mean, you know, people love the babies of the family. So maybe you just got to accept your lot in life as the eldest.
This shit is harsh. She's a thief. Unlovable first child thief. God damn.
Ostensible thief. I didn't call her a real thief. It just
you know, what did
like...
what did you do wrong? Maybe talk to your mom about it. Again, talk about your feelings. Bring up the elephant in the room of the differential treatment and how it makes you feel. And let your mom know, honestly, how it impacts you. And perhaps you guys can move to a space of healthy communication that allows for trust and loaning of brooches or necklaces or...
Yeah, I think getting to the root of you and your mom's relationship is really the issue. Not necessarily what she does for your other siblings, but like building your own... And a lot of times people, especially with parents, like you can't really see from the outside how you play a part in the dynamic of your relationship too. So like, it's not all on the parent when we're adults. Like if you want to build a relationship, you can take the responsibility to ask your mom to lunch or like do something to cultivate your own individual relationship. And I'm the only girl in my family and the middle child. So I get the attention of my mom.
Special it's treatment. Go ahead and say it. You get special treatment.
Don't shoot.
Because as the oldest child.
Oh. Yes, my brother I know definitely is like, I was the experiment and you guys. Like, my little brother's life is like completely different than ours were. Like, he's 5 years younger than I am. So it's like my older brother and I went through the trenches and my little brother got to live the life of luxury.
And I think... comparison can be like, I mean, with me and my brother, my brother's 9 years older than me. He had a whole different life than I had with my mom. So I would never compare our relationships, even though personality wise, my brother is way more like my mom. So they just get along better than they just naturally, he got more of her DNA. And, you know, it is what it is, but I am aware of that. And I'm aware of how that affects, you know, our relationship and what ours is, but my mom and my brother's relationship, I ain't never gonna have that. So I ain't striving to.
Yeah.
I feel like we're giving moms the benefit of the doubt here. So I'm gonna give what did I do wrong the benefit of the doubt
here. Yeah.
If your mom is a bitch and she is just being mean to you, and can y'all hear this dog?
Yes, we sure
we
can.
We absolutely can hear that dog. That dog said,
stop talking about me.
Why are you treating me different?
Yeah, he mad. He mad. She mad. Don't forget her gender. If your mom is just being a bitch and is nicer to your little brother and little sister, just take the heirloom when she dies and you'll have it forever.
Write a book about how your mom's a bitch and then have it turned into a movie. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Lifetime will definitely
Lifetime will pick it up.
That's at least 30K. You can buy your own heirloom jewel.
And that's how you get her back. No, don't get your mom back.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. But I will say that there are relationships with mothers. Like, I've seen moms treat certain kids differently.
That's gross. That's I mean, y'all seen boys in the hood?
Especially boys.
They had different
especially
daddies.
Boys. Especially babies. Especially if you got different, you know, maybe it's a different daddy or different, you know, situation.
I just heard somebody say, oh, no, girl. Like, they were talking about babies and they were like,
Oh, yes, girl.
No one wants a girl.
I'm so offended by that when I hear, because I would love a little girl. Absolutely. You know, like imagine a little sidekick.
I actually only want girls. After I'm like, boys are destructive AF. Like, no, thank you.
But like people be hating on little girls and it's not for nice. Sure.
I need a male heir. Oh, yeah. It's my son.
But I mean, some of that still continues where people are I really want a son. Like, I want a son to carry on the family name.
My brother was like, I have the last name, so I have to have a son. And his daughter is 21, so he's trying to have a son eventually. And I was like, well, you know, if I decide to have kids, but I got the last name, yo. Okay, nigga.
I got the last name. I'm keeping my last name for that very reason. I was like, I don't know about the heirs of my, I don't know who's going to carry on this Holston name. So I'm going to do it.
Yeah, right. I was like, I can carry on the family name, but he said he the man, so he got. I was like, all right.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
I know.
The way the patriarchy shows it.
I was looking up Diane Keaton. I don't know why this popped in my head, but Diane Keaton, famed actress, all her kids have her name, her last name. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool because I never understand why the dad.
Same.
Even when they're not together, they give the daddy's last name. You raising them kids. Anyway.
And it also doesn't make sense sometimes because I'm like, women have to go through so much to change your name from like the paperwork to contacting, like even your emails. Like what? There's just so much.
And I can't find nobody from my high school on Facebook because all their names changed.
And if you think about it, women do the hardest work in marriage and birth.
We are a portal for a child to come into this world. We are literally between life and death.
Yeah. Oh, no. You remind your mom we are between life and death.
So how dare y'all think we don't deserve to give them the baby the last name? Men are something else. Mm-hmm. The patriarchy is something else. But I think the little dash, you know, when they have both names, they take both parents' names. That's fine. They can take both.
Yeah.
No, that's not good enough. that's a new name. That's a hybrid. That's a new name. Mm-mm.
Well, what did I do wrong? It really feels like
nothing.
You got to get to the root of it with your mama.
Mm-hmm. You didn't communicate.
Do some journaling, some reflection.
Yeah.
And yeah, if it all doesn't work out, just steal the necklace like we started. Oh
my God.
Thank you, mommy.
I love that first we accused her of being a thief. And now
someone writes us a letter from jail like, dear OOD, I listened to your advice and now I'm locked up for life.
We are not experts. We cannot be held responsible for anything that you do because of these advice, listener. Thank you.
Right. We give the disclaimer. So what did I do wrong? We hope that helped. If you got to steal from your mom, don't do it, actually. but we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Ladies, this has been a awesome journey with you guys and just a really fun experience to sit down and chat every week. So I just want to say thank you. And I'm glad that we'll be able to listen to these always. And our audience, thank you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we come to the end of season one, there's so much I've learned, so many laughs I've shared. Very happy to have been given this platform with you guys.
Truly. To just, you know, chat through, like, in a real way to delve into some of the stuff that all of us go through. And this was really cool. Thank you, Shonda.
It's been fun. It's been wild. You know, we made it through a pandemic.
Think about that.
Almost, you know.
We podcasted through a pandemic.
We podcasted through the demic, yeah.
Could have been spent in a much worse way.
Yes.
True, right.
This pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think I'll always remember the podcast for being such a respite during the pandemic, mm-hmm. like just a release and a way to connect with people.
Yeah.
And you know
so
what?
We talked all night about the rest of our life and where we're going to be when we turn 25.
Okay, I was like, what is it?
I thought you were going to sing We Are Sisters.
Let's get that next. Can we sing the vitamin C first?
Oh.
I'm glad I could share that with you.
All right. Appreciate y'all tuning in. And let us know what your fave episode has been and what you discovered about yourself in the process in the comments.
Mm-hmm. And though that is the end of our season, stay tuned and follow the fun for a while. And you can re-listen if you want.
Yes. And as always, you know where to find us on social media. We're at Obama's Other Daughters on Instagram, at OOD Improv on Twitter, and on Facebook at Obama's Other Daughters.
Sending so much love to Shondaland for the platform. Love to everyone listening at home, in your cars, or wherever you were or may be. Thank y'all for connecting with us. We'll catch you on the flip side. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye.
For you. I just want to tell you that I had enough.
Baby, bye, bye, bye. Season one.
It's so nasally.
We're going straight.
Yeah.
In that guttural.
Peace, all right. Peace.
Bye, world.
You Down is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Kira, you're not going to do your konnichiwa thing that you
arigato gozaimasu. You know, I wanted to so bad. You know, I wanted to say arigato gozaimasu.